Welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm your host, Rick Bennett. Please consider donating or purchasing a transcript by going to our website, gospeltangents.com/shop. You'll help support other documentaries and podcasts such as this. Mormons know that the Kirtland Temple is currently owned by the Community of Christ, rather than the church based in Salt Lake City. Have you ever wondered why the Mormons in Salt Lake City don't own that temple? I asked Dr. Richard Bennett that question, a BYU professor of church history and doctrine, and I was really surprised by his answer. Kirtland was the first temple. I know a lot of Latter-day Saints probably wonder, why is it that we don't actually own that temple anymore? Has anybody ever asked you that?
Oh, yes. It's a very good question. We wanted to sell it. Brigham Young made the order to sell it.
Oh, really?
Just like he did with the Nauvoo Temple. We needed the money to move west. The church was in a very, very difficult financial situation in 1845, and as it became very clear that we're going to have to leave Nauvoo, and to fund the exodus of 20,000 people, or however thousands of people are going to be, it's going to take a lot of money. And we had some properties, including the temples. And so Brigham Young and the Quorum of the Twelve made the conscious decision, not publicized to many people, that we need to sell off the temples. And so we did, or at least we tried to do so. Not just the temples, but other properties in Far West and wherever we could to fund the cost of building those wagons to go west. It's not well known in church history that most Latter-day Saints went on wagons that were owned by the church. That weren't their own wagons. They had to give up those wagons at Garden Grove, Mount Pisgah, Winter Quarters to send them back to Nauvoo to bring out the rest of the saints. And so the cost of each of those wagons is very formidable. And so we needed, when I say we, the church needed, especially Newell K. Whitney was the presiding bishop, ordering all these wagons and supplies from St. Louis with funds that were available to us from anywhere. Donated funds, tithing funds, property sale funds, and that was the genesis for the sale of the Kirtland Temple.
Who did we sell it to?
Well, eventually it's a very complicated story. Perhaps the leading scholar on this would be Locke Mackay, who is now a member of the Quorum of the Twelve of the Community of Christ, okay. The Reorganized Church. He's written extensively on it. Others have. But eventually, let's just put it this way, it went through private hands from one place to another. Martin Harris became sort of like the janitor for it for many years. We never received much money for it. Eventually, however, the Kirtland Temple falls in the hands of the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay. The Nauvoo Temple, we tried desperately to sell it, when I say we, the LDS Church, to the Roman Catholic Church. We invited the Bishop of St. Louis to come up to Nauvoo and several priests, and they were taken on tours of the Nauvoo Temple. We tried to get $100,000 for it. I think it finally sold for $2.
Oh, really?
Because the Catholic Church finally decided they weren't interested in it. It wouldn't fit their needs. Some think it was sold to the Icarians, who came in what, 48?
After 1848?
Somewhere around there, but it was destroyed by a tornado and then burned.
Or that's so funny. Because
burned, and then a tornado knocked down the remnant walls, and so there was never any consideration for the Nauvoo Temple.
Well, and it's funny because as we've rebuilt the Nauvoo Temple, we bought a Catholic school, I believe it was.
I know.
So it's funny how that switched around.
Well, Nauvoo became a Catholic community. Still is predominantly a Catholic community, traditionally. But there were other reasons why we were interested in watching what happened to those temples. Ammon W. Babbitt, who was a recalcitrant stake president in Kirtland and a barrister, an attorney, he had his eyes on reestablishing the church in Kirtland in the late 1830s, contrary to the will of the First Presidency. And so long as that Kirtland Temple stayed there, it would be a kind of a magnet for members of the church to move there, and which was exactly what the church didn't want in the 1840s. Didn't want the church to gather to Kirtland, but to gather to Nauvoo. So there may have been some other reasons why the church was interested in selling off the Kirtland Temple, because it represented our past, not our future. And the same can be said about the Nauvoo Temple, because William Smith, the brother of the prophet Joseph Smith, felt that there was argument over whether what belonged to the church, which belonged to the Smith family. William Smith joined with James Strang. You probably heard of James Strang, who was one of the...
Go ahead and just tell a little bit
about... James Strang was one of the claimants to succession to the leadership of the church after Joseph Smith's death. And he made a claim which was far more persuasive than Sidney Rigdon's claim ever was. James Strang, that the church should move to Wisconsin, not to the far west. And there he received alleged revelation to build a temple and to find new plates and to translate into the book of the law of the Lord, it's called. So he made this major claim, and he tried desperately to get a hold of the Nauvoo Temple. And the last thing the church wanted was for somebody else to get a hold of that temple, which has led to some suspicion through the years that the church torched their own temple, something like the German Graf Spree, you know, that German battleship in South America that was scuttled by the Germans themselves, that we did the same thing. Well, there's no real evidence for that. There's no evidence at all for that. But we were very concerned that it not fall into the hands of enemies of the church.
So, and it sounds like we were concerned that it would fall into schismatic Mormons.
Well, exactly right. And so we didn't torch our own temple, but we didn't shed a whole lot of tears over the destruction of the temple by that cyclone. It kind of solved some problems for us. Although we never got any remuneration for all the time and effort we put into it. And so it wasn't really a factor in the finances. The thing that really financed the Exodus was the United States government in the form of the Mormon Battalion, in requesting the Mormon Battalion to march to San Diego or wherever they told them they're going to be marching to California. And they paid a lot of money for that, some $22,000 to the families, the individuals and their wives and families, who in turn contributed and donated most of that money, not all of it, but most of that money to Brigham Young at winter quarters to help fund the Exodus. So we owe the United States government something, don't we?
You know, we talk a lot about how the United States government hated Mormons, but that's interesting to hear that they helped us.
Well, they did, and I shouldn't say it was the only or even the largest factor in our finances. The tithing of the church membership in England and in the United States, Canada, was a very important factor, but we desperately needed the funds. Hmm. And another interesting sideline, we think of Missouri as being the great enemy of the church, and it was, of course, in the 1830s, the expulsion by Governor Boggs and what have you. But as we were moving west, many of the saints went down into Missouri on side trips to work for the season, whatever that might be, building fences, harvesting crops. And we have an interesting paradox that Missouri saved the church heading west in 1846-47.
Wow. We're going to have schedule another interview. I can tell I'm going to take way too much time. In fact, I will tell you this. The secession crisis is another topic that I want to talk about. So I may have to reschedule you for another interview for that. I hope you enjoyed our discussion about the attempted sale of the Kirtland and Nauvoo temples. We're not done with Dr. Bennett yet. In our next conversation, we'll talk about the evolution of worship practices in the temple. Did you know that many saints in Kirtland spoke in tongues? Did you know that Nauvoo is where the first baptisms for the dead were performed? And also many saints were Masons, which highly influenced the endowment ceremony.
The geometric symbols have some similarity to Masonry. There's no question about that. Maybe some of the clothing would have some parallels. But Joseph Smith explained that he did it, that he may have borrowed some of it, but for an entirely different reason. Something that they were somewhat familiar with, but for an entirely different reason.
Click here to subscribe, click here for a transcript, and over here you'll see some other videos that we've done here on YouTube. We hope you'll use this as a valuable resource to learn more about Mormon history.